So basically, 30,000 students at UWM make up and are the Student Association. The Student Association as a group that has like offices and things like that are technically the officials of the Student Association. So we are elected and appointed representatives of all of the students. Up until the end of May last year, the SA consisted of a president or executive branch, a judicial branch, which was the University Student Court, and the Senate. Last April, we had our regular elections. Due to some irregularities that were found during a UW-Whitewater investigation, the chancellor would not recognize those elections, so he invalidated the results. The University Student Court justices, there's five of us, and we're appointed. So because we were appointed, we were still in office, and we were basically the only officials that the UWM administration would recognize. Because we can't do all the work that the SA officials do by themselves, we appointed an interim board of trustees. That goes until midnight on April 30th of this year. So our elections are in mid-April, and they take office May 1st. Their primary job was to create new governing documents to oversee all of the student association that were fair, would stand the test of time, and also prevent the electoral problems they had here. So as the only recognized student association official still in office, we couldn't do all the work ourselves, so we appointed the board of trustees to basically operate as a executive and legislative branches. In January, the board of trustees passed a new constitution, and in February, they sent it out for referendum to the students. This new constitution basically created a new student government system, still called Student Association, but with a different structure. That structure is a Senate, which is the legislative branch still, a superimposed executive. So there's still a president, there's two vice presidents, but they're not really a completely separate branch. They actually serve as the executive committee of the Senate. The OAC, Oversight and Appeals Commission, that is what the University Student Court is transitioning into. One additional function of that is that we're going to be serving as sort of like a human resources department for student associations. So previous to this, the president could just appoint friends or whatever to different positions to do different jobs or to do nothing at all. So with this system here, the OAC, there's going to be five of us, five commissioners. We act as a human resources board. The president or the vice presidents nominate somebody to be marketing director or communications director. A bunch of people apply. We rate them on how they answer certain questions, and basically whoever gets the highest score gets the position.